Howdy Neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beat Buzzing with you today with Mike Johann, Senator from Nebraska, and his latest take on the Japanese and U.S. beef. Back with Senator Johann's in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Beef Council wants you to know what your beef checkoff dollars are doing. Here's Baxter Black.
Did you know the Beef Quality Assurance Program is made possible by your beef checkoff? Well, this is Baxter Black with a good word about our BQA program. It helps folks like you and me get more value out of our cattle, and it tells consumers we're working hard to deliver a safe and wholesome product that tastes great. Learn more about BQA at mybeefcheckoff.com. Paid for by the Beef Checkoff.
Now to Neighbors, Ron Hayes with you. This summer, Oklahoma Agritourism invites you to participate in the Adventure Passport Contest. Go online where sharing your memories is fun and easy. You could be a winner. To get your passport stamped, upload your story and photos for a chance to win. Details at agritourism.travelok.com. The website features more than 500 events and attractions, including guest ranches and wineries. It's the Great Adventure Passport Contest brought to you by Oklahoma Agritourism, a growing adventure. As we continue our travels here in our nation's capital, had the opportunity yesterday to visit with a host of senators and members of the House that are tuned into the agricultural scene. One of them, former Secretary of Agriculture Mike Johann, now Senator Johann from Nebraska. We talked with him and asked him about the situation with the Japanese. And, of course, this is in the aftermath of a visit by Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack to Japan recently. And he indicated at that point that they were agreeing to start talking once again. We asked the senator from Nebraska if he's satisfied with that or not.
I am not satisfied with the response from Japan at this point in time. Bluntly put, Japan is dragging their feet. They have no scientific basis for what they're doing. There are no international standards that would justify what they are doing. This is all about their politics. I worked very hard as the Secretary of Agriculture to remove politics from trade in agricultural products. We could just literally say, Japanese government, until you guarantee to us that these parts or your vehicles are absolutely free of defects, we're going to close your border. And you would see Toyotas or whatever back up all the way to Japan. You know what? I said from the very beginning, that's not an appropriate way to deal with trade disputes. But there's a point here where they have to step up and do the hard thing, but they have no justification, and our beef is safe. And that's what's frustrating to me.
Senator Johann seemed to be hinting that he's willing to be playing good cop, bad cop with the Japanese.
I think he has to let Japan know what, either publicly or privately. He can do it in private meetings. Doesn't have to call a news conference to do this. That, look, there's a point at which he can't hold Congress at bay. And that point will arrive. And that's just the reality of it. Now, when is that? I don't know. But there's a lot of anxiety out there in beef country. You know that. Man, when I said this, and it was just a comment at a commerce hearing on Toyotas, the response was unbelievable. And absolutely unified. Some of the traditional groups that have kind of been pitted against each other in beef over the years, man, they came together on this issue. And they're ready to do everything they can to ratchet this up and support me and others who are pushing this issue.
U.S. Senator Johann still unhappy the Japanese are continuing to drag their feet and allowing more U.S. beef into Japan. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to oklahomafarmreport.com and subscribe today.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.